Yeah, I think the general principle is that if we take it more internally, then things present and the quality of them can be discerned if they're investigated and attention is given to them. I think that's the general principle. Yeah, so an example of that we see what we know is, you know, like if a vintner walks through a vineyard, it's a very different image than if I walk through a vineyard. And that's due to the knowledge, the difference that's there. So it's the same with spiritual realities and our discernment of things in the Word. We have to build a base that can form an organ of perception. And that's what memory knowledges from the Word do. They are the organ of sight for the spirit, as the eye is for the physical body. When they are organized, they form an eye that receives light so that we can have insight. So these things are forming a spiritual man within this physical form that we come to the text by. So with the expansion of our sense of what the human form is, it of course expands our sense of the divine human. And the Lord being the Word, and that the Word is in the human form, that it offers all the material from which internally we are knitted together from. The new man is born of the Word itself, and that the placement of things as we move through it in series is significant. It's significant in terms of ordering and building the mind. You know, even through most of the time when we're struggling to grasp what this might be, or the little bits that are pulled up and that we're permitted to work with so far as the truths that reach out to us, it's our working with those that allows for those things that we are perhaps not aware of to be fashioned within us, to form a vessel within which more of what is of heaven and the Lord can be contained at the level of our awareness. So we don't have to be across all the details of, well, we can't be anyway. We just have to work with the little that we're given, and it's the Lord who multiplies it. It's the mustard seed kind of idea there. Something that struck me about this reading was that every statement is a general that opens up. So right in front of us, we have what it's actually describing. And we see that as things open up to us, we see that there's more within the words themselves than what they just stayed on the surface. And the image I have is like nodes, like neurons, I guess, you know, and then you have the connections that are made over traveling through many different states. You have these things sort of like being connected in a way which is serving ultimately uses in the grand man,